Another super valuable and super helpful energy balancing tool for me has been the Young Living Essential Oils. They have sometimes helped create energetic shifts and just sense shifts in my state of being that nothing else is really touching with the other tools that I have. I'm going to teach you a little bit more in this video about how to work with essential oils for your emotional and energetic well-being when maybe they're required. Maybe they're what's going to create the greatest shift for you. So the first thing to do is just to ask your system, so an essential oil would be helpful? Yes. Okay, cool. So then let's figure out which one. I have this box of essential oils here, and I just do, because I have so many, I just muscle test in groups. So I start with, it's in the top row, the middle row, the bottom row. No, it's in the top row. Okay, so it's on this side of the box? No, it's on this side of the box. It's one of these four? Yep, so it's this one, and I get a yes, it's one of those. No, so I get this one, which is energy is the name of the essential oil. Now, what am I going to do with it? That's the next step, is to figure out what are you going to do with this essential oil. And so I would ask, just smell it? No. Apply it somewhere on the body? Yes. Okay, cool. So this oil, in order to support my system, the best thing to do with it is to apply it to the body. Now you want to just check and make sure that it's not a super strong or potent oil. Super strong or potent oils can sometimes feel like a burn to the skin. So just read the label. Some of them require dilution. You can use any sort of fatty oil like olive oil or coconut oil, and that will help dilute it. If you ever do put it on your skin and it is too hot, do not wash it with water. That will just spread it out and make it actually more intense. Find another oil and rub that other oil in, and that will help spread out the intensity. So we're going to muscle test to put it on the body. Now, I have my favorite places that I apply them, but you can really apply them anywhere. When it's an energetic thing, you might just ask a bunch of questions about it. If you have like something going on in a particular area of your body, like let's say I remember I was talking about having cold sores, so I'm going to apply the oil where it's going to be most beneficial to the body. But when it's just energetic, it can really be anywhere, and you can go with your intuitive sense, and you can also muscle test. So some of the favorite places I have are over the heart. So over the heart, no. On the temples, no. On the third eye, okay, that came out a yes. So those are three of the places that I like to apply them, on the third eye. So I'll just put a little bit on my third eye. So the way I do that is this is what works for me. I just put my finger over the top of the bottle, just shake it up, and then I got a little oil in my finger, and I just put it on my third eye and see if that makes a shift for me. Now, there's another essential oil that would be beneficial. So we got that one, got where to put it. I need to do anything else with that one? No. There's another essential oil that would be beneficial. Okay, cool. I felt a slight shift, but I feel like there's still a little bit of energetic stuff going on that might be helpful to shift with more oils. So then I'll muscle test again, and I'll go back through my box and say, it's on the bottom row, it's on the middle row, it's on the top row. Okay, again on the top row. On that side? No. On this side, it's one of these. Yep, it's one of these three. It's one of those. No, it's this one. So here's an essential oil that I got called Trauma Life, which is also for traumatic stuff that maybe is going on in your being. So, okay, that's interesting. So there's the best way to work with this oil, and it is to apply it something else. So usually it's apply it, smell it, diffuse it. Those are generally the ways that you're going to work with them. So let's just find out where this oil would be most helpful. And for some reason, I'm getting a sense that this oil is going to be the most beneficial on my back, on the back of my heart, somewhere else, on the back of my heart. So I just identified, and I follow my intuitive sense. Where is it going to be most helpful? So again, I'm just going to take a drop on there, and I'm just going to reach up and rub that on the back of my heart and see if that helps me with my energy. So sometimes I put them on my back, sometimes on the front. Another very common place that I like to put them is below the navel, on the belly. Certain energies are really helpful to shift from putting oils right there. And if you're doing the chakras, obviously on any of the chakras is helpful. Also the bottoms of my feet. And that's another place that I put essential oils. So I just use two essential oils and I'm feeling an energetic shift in my space. But I can ask, there's any more oils that would be beneficial to me right now? No, I have what I need. Cool. And I do actually feel it. I feel that shift. So you can start to work with and explore what oils are going to support you in the same way. And just ask, just use your muscle test, and then muscle test if you're not sure where it goes or what to do with it, just muscle test on where to put it and see what shows up. And really anywhere is fair game, but like I said, there's some key areas that anywhere on the chakras, my temples, bottoms of my feet, sometimes on my hands. Let's see, where else do I sometimes put them? Sometimes the top of my head, which is kind of like the crown. But for me, and this might just be a personal thing, often it's right over my heart chakra. So you can play around with that and experiment with that yourself and start to identify which oils are helping you and where they want to go on your body, and let them be a support and a resource for you to help shift your energetic state of being. Sometimes it's really helpful to know what's going on energetically and the underlying beliefs and thoughts and patterns and so forth. And sometimes we do need that information to create shift. And sometimes our energetic space just needs help to realign and readjust. And whatever, we're bombarded by lots of information and lots of input from the world. And sometimes it's a lot for our system to process. And what we actually just need is some support, energetic support to realign our energy and realign our system so that we're not all mixed up in all this other stuff. And so sometimes the essential oils are a really great, awesome, amazing tool for that. And for me, sometimes they work like nothing else. So I invite you to discover what that is for you and if they can do the same in your life.